Thus, who was Abbas? Abbas the captain, Abbas the commander, Abbas the brave and strong warrior, Abbas the flag bearer, Abbas the faithful brother, Abbas the guardian of Bibi Zainab, Abbas the dearest uncle, Abbas the son of Omar. Abbas was like his father, Ali. He had all the qualities of his great father. Abbas was brave, strong, wise, loving, obedient, and faithful. His father, Ali, on his dying bed, gave Abbas his hand and said to Hussein, "My son Abbas, Hussein is the son of Bibi Fatma. Abbas, you are my son. Abbas, Hussein is your master. You are Hussein's slave. Abbas, take care of Hussein."
Since that day, Abbas had fulfilled Hussein's every wish like a faithful slave. Abbas treated Hussein like his master. He always treated Bibi quickly, and Bibi Zainab with great respect. He followed Hussein like a shadow. Abbas lived with Hussein in Karbala. Hussein knew Abbas was like the father, believed, brave, and strong boy. He would tell Abbas, "My brother Abbas, keep your sword in its place. Don't take your sword out to fight. We have come to save Islam. Thus, we have come to teach the true Islam. He will teach us you. Not with our swords, but with our fear. Patience of us, patience."
Every time the body was brought to the tent, Abbas and Hussein said, "Master, not allow me to go to the battlefield." "Enough, master, enough. Let me go fight those beastly men, master." Every time Hussein claimed, calmed Abbas down by saying, "No, Abbas, no. How can I let you go? You are the captain of my army. You are my right-hand man, Abbas. You are my support, Abbas. Where would I be without you, Abbas? No, Abbas, do not go out and fight."
Abbas thought of the way to get permission from Hussein. He picked up little Sakina and went to Hussein's tent. Abbas sat in front of Hussein with Sakina on his leg. Abbas didn't have to say anything. Hussein looked at Abbas and then at Sakina and heard the English. Hussein understood Abbas' expression. "Abbas, how can I say no? You have brought Sakina with you." Abbas called. "Go to Sakina's mosque and
Abbas went to the battlefield. Umar Saad, Yazid's commander, ordered his men to stop Abbas from taking the water to the tent. The enemy surrounded Abbas. They fired arrows in all directions. Abbas was hit with many arrows. He was bleeding. Just then, a soldier came from behind and struck his sword on Abbas' shoulder. Abbas' spear ripped the mask and with his teeth, and his arms and spear fell to the ground.
"Master, come to me. Before Abbas lost his sleep, when the water poured on Sakina's mush, he fell from his horse and cried out, "Master, come to me. Master, let me see you. See you for the last time." Hussein tried to pass Sakina's heart open with his hand on his head. He cried out, "Son of Ali, over my back is gone, the support is gone. Allah is gone."
Abbas said, "Hussein, my brother, do not take my body to the tent. I am ashamed of myself. I do not want Sakina to see me. I do not want my sisters Fatima and Zainab to see me like this. I don't want Fatima and Zainab to cry." Abbas took his last breath and died on the same path.
Allah.